Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show. This is episode 514, and today we're going to look at We're going to look at verse 41 of the Parents' Tao Te Ching, which is called Finding Balance. There are so many paradoxes in parenting that it is difficult to find balance. Some don't even try. They just plunge ahead, ignoring the subtle whispers of wisdom. Others try half-heartedly, but resort to old methods when they get confused. But some hear wisdom's quiet voice and make it their own. They find strength in softness, power in flexibility, perfection in mistakes, success in failure, clarity in confusion, and love in letting go. Parenting paradoxes abound. Don't let appearances deceive you. Things may not be at all as they seem. What's going on with your children right now? Are you sure? Or are you just making assumptions? Buried in the most difficult of times are polished gems. Lurking beneath serene surfaces lie turbulent waters. Stay balanced. I love this verse, as I love them all. Parenting paradoxes. It's so, so true. There are so many paradoxes in parenting. And when you can hear wisdom's quiet voice, you can really find the hidden gems in situations. You can find the strength and softness. You can see, recognize, and feel your own strength when you come to your child in a situation with compassion instead of harshness and wanting to be punitive. You can recognize the power in flexibility, as the author says, the power in being able to know intuitively when it's okay to negotiate with your child, when it's okay to loosen the boundaries around a certain situation, and when it's okay, when it's important not to. There is so much power and flexibility. There's so much beauty in mistakes, both for you and for your child. A chance to learn from our mistakes, a chance to figure out a better way next time. There's so much beauty and perfection in mistakes. So much success and failure, same thing. Clarity and confusion and love in letting go. That last one really resonates with me as I read it, because I am about 4 weeks from sending my oldest son off to college. He is the first of our children to quote-unquote fly the nest, other than our daughter Sydney, who died as a baby. She was the oldest. But he's the first one who's flying the nest for good reasons, to go to college. And I'm really holding on to that line, love, and there's love in letting go. I've been thinking about the letting go process for me for a couple of years, probably seriously since he started ninth grade, because I know that high school goes by in a blur, more so in 10th grade, even more so in 11th grade. And this year, oh my goodness, it was constantly on my mind. I was constantly checking in with myself and asking myself and my husband, have we covered all the things that we should be teaching him as a parent? Have we instilled the values that we want to instill? Have we taught the lessons that we should be teaching him? And so, and then envisioning the letting go process, dropping him off at college. What does that goodbye look like when he turns to, right before he turns to head into his dorm and we turn to walk to the car? Will I be able to hold the tears in? Will I be sobbing? I don't know. And I have spent a lot of time trying to figure out what that love looks like in the letting go. I know that if I sob when we part ways that day, that's not going to be what he wants. That's not going to be in his best interest. And I remember when my parents dropped me off at college, and I remember how upset my mom was and how teary and sad she was. And honestly, it felt like a burden to me because I was so excited to dive headfirst into this new chapter of my life. I couldn't wait. And here, this person who I loved dearly with all my heart was crying about it. It was such a juxtaposition from how I was feeling about my own life. And so I'm going to try to be very cognizant of my experience as a freshman being dropped off and try not to lay that upon my son as he dives into this next chapter of his life. But anyway, I went off on a bit of a tangent. There definitely is love and letting go, clarity and confusion, success and failure, perfection and mistakes, power and flexibility, and strength in softness, as the author says in verse 41. So I hope you can find some balance and find those hidden gems in those experiences that you have each day with your children. Okay, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope you create a very balanced, joyful day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they're meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.